Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's getting near dawn. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. That's my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Okay, one more a different topic. It's just you and me again. One more segment. And then we got the regular folks coming on. Our brain trust will be joining us the rest of the show. In 1993, Senator Daniel Patrick Moynihan, Democrat from New York, one of the great statesmen of our country, wrote an article. And in which he used the term defining deviancy down. Now, I want you to write that down. I want you to write that term down. It's a very, very intuitive and handy term. I'm going to say it again. Write it down, folks. Commit this to memory. And I'll tell you why I want you to commit it to memory in a minute. Defining deviancy down. And what that means is, when it's basically when you and I see deviant behavior. Now, deviant doesn't mean, in this case, deviancy, the word deviant has a broad use, broad terms. Don't think of it as something, some really horrible thing. But just defining deviancy down, the point is that he was trying to make is when you and I see something that is less than let's call it societal norms, acceptable societal behavior. Whenever we see something or hear something, language or behavior, that drops below what you and I consider to be acceptable societal behavior, when it drops below that, and then you and I say, and there's no outrage from you and me, from the public. There's nobody comments on that. Nobody says anything. For example, let's say that if somebody uses bad language around children and nobody says anything, if somebody uses bad language around your grandmother and nobody says, hey, let's don't use that language here. If nobody says something, if that kind of thing happens, for example, or if somebody does something that you consider to be inappropriate and you do nothing about that, then you basically have contributed to defining deviancy down. And if that's okay with you, that's okay with you, that's fine. But if you do something about that, if you say something like, you know what, that's not good language, just don't use that language here, or this is not the kind of behavior that's appropriate for this setting right here, if you say something about that, then that's a form of, I'm going to use the word outrage, but it's a form of check. But that is what it is. It's you having at least a tiny little bit of outrage and saying, you know what, this is not acceptable. And you stepping up and saying that, that lets the other person know, I've breached some acceptable behavior level here. I've gone below that. Okay, I may do it again. I may not care what that person says, but at least I know that I've done this. Then. You've done something good if you can do that. If you can call somebody when you think they're breaching an acceptable societal behavior. And defining deviancy down is something that's been going on for a long time, for a couple of decades in this country, in America. It's in our movies, it's on television, and recently it happened in the Senate. This week, when the Senate grilled the Goldman Sachs people, there was an email that was circulated, and one of the curse words that you're not supposed to use on radio and television was in the email. So when the senators referenced that email, and it was part of the evidence, they read the email as it was with that word in it. But then 12 times. By two different senators, mostly Carl Levin from Michigan, but 12 times it was counted, the senators used that word themselves to describe the thing that they were talking about. Not quoting anything, but used the word themselves in the Senate chambers. Ladies and gentlemen, that's defining deviancy down. And where is the outrage? Some people reported on it. It was so newsworthy. A lot of people reported on it. But I didn't hear anybody say, anybody who reported on it, I didn't hear anybody say, this is unacceptable. He shouldn't have said that. That's not, I'm disappointed. I didn't hear one person say, I'm disappointed that Senator Levin and the other senator that did this, Claire McCaskill, I think was the other one. I didn't hear anybody say, I'm disappointed that they did that. I don't think that's appropriate for the Senate to do that, to have that kind of language for the senators to express themselves that way. I haven't heard that yet. Whenever this kind of behavior happens and we do nothing about it, we are part of defining, we are defining deviancy down. And where do we go from there? Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to propose that in America, now I'm no prude. I'm not trying to, I believe in the First Amendment. But in America, I'd like to see a little outrage. Whenever something like this happens, I'd like to see a little more outrage. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm showing a little outrage. I'm calling them on it. And I'd like for you to think about that a little bit more. And in your own life, when you see this happening, these things happening, call people on it. Tell them it's not acceptable to you. You got a right to do that. Let's stop defining deviancy down. 29 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.